主名。
Glory to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
再来一次，荣耀归主名。Amen.
Amen.
感谢我们的主，弟兄姊妹，早晨平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们带着一颗敬畏的心，我们来到主的殿中，我们来到他的宝座前，我们一起来敬拜他。
We come here to worship the Lord with a reverent heart.
时间过得好快，今年已经进入到了下半年。
Time passes really fast, and it's already the second half of the year.
感谢主在今年这大半年当中给我们的供应，给我们的带领和给我们的祝福。
Thanks to be the Lord that He gave us the leading and the provision this year.
我们教会的弟兄姊妹，我们在今年的主题是当作圣洁的活祭献于神，这个主题中我们不断的在寻求，在成长。
This year, with the topic in sacrifice, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice, we continue to search and to grow in the word of the Lord.
今天我们也用了好几次的信息，我们一起来思考神的盟约。
And we use many messages to seek through the covenant of the Lord.
我们在神的盟约中，我们看到了所有这一切的计划，神是那位唯一的掌权者。
And through the covenant of the Lord, we realize that God is the only one who is sovereign.
神从立约到至今，他的约从来没有改变。
From the time he prepared this covenant, he never changed.
神的约在按着神的计划，在一步一步的成就。
And his covenant was fulfilled one step at a time according to his plan.
我们上次的信息，我们一同思考了这个除酵节和这个逾越节。
Last message, we were looking at the feast of unleavened bread and the feast of the Passover.
神教导以色列人一定要守这逾越节。
God has ordered the Israelites to observe the feast.
用这个除酵节七日来纪念这个逾越节。
And to use the 7 days of the unleavened feast of unleavened bread to celebrate the feast of Passover.
这个节日没有停留在旧约，也不只是停留在以色列。
This feast did not just stayed with the Israelites or in the Old Testament.
而是在新约中在继续。
And in the New Testament, this is continued.
我们的主耶稣作为那逾越节预表的羔羊，为我们的罪钉在了十字架上。
Our Lord is the Passover Lamb, and He died on the cross for our sins.
在新约中，他让我们要圣洁，要远离罪恶。
And in the New Testament, Godwant us to be holy and fulfill His covenant.
而能除去这我们生命中旧教的，就是这个宝血。
And to remove this old leaven in our lives, it is through His blood.
所以我们今天的生活，我们今天要守的这个除酵节，已经不再是每年一次的这个七日的纪念。
So our celebration of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is not just the 7 days.
而是主让我们天天要守这个除酵节。
And we have to celebrate this Feast of Unleavened Bread every day.
借着羔羊的宝血除掉我们身上的污秽。
Through the blood of the Lamb to remove this to remove the impurities from our lives.
让我们在每天的成圣的这个生活中，让我们迎接基督的再来。
So in the sanctification of our lives, we can prepare to receive the Lord's second coming. Just now, our brother led us to read the First Corinthians chapter 5.
我们看到这经文里边有些红色的字体。
And in this passage, we see some words that are highlighted in red.
那是教和旧教。
And that is the leaven and the old leaven.
我们知道撒旦。
We know that Satan's work was never stopped, was unceasing.
他要阻拦这个羔羊的宝血的救赎功效。
He wants to prevent the effect of the blood of the lamb.
他这种阻拦常常在我们教会中会看到，在我们人的身上也会看到。
And this type of work has been seen through our lives and even in the church.
最近教会来了一些神喜悦的、可爱的这么一帮年轻的中国的学生。
Today, amongst us is a bunch of students from China.
感谢主，他们非常渴慕神的话，在这里追求，也非常被圣灵感动。
And they were very interested in the word of God.
并且他们愿意觉知让神做一生的救主。
And they want to receive the Lord as their savior.
就在这个时刻，我们看到了撒旦也在那儿争夺这帮年轻人。
And just at this time, we also see Satan's work.
他借着工作中的难处、生活中的难处，在这里阻拦这帮年轻人。
And through difficulties in life and difficulties at work, they try to put an obstacles in their path.
感谢我们的主，我们知道靠着神一定得胜。
Thank the Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ, they will be victorious.
因为我们主耶稣基督。 作为这个羔羊，已经在十字架上成就了救恩。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has already finished the work of redemption on the cross.
而耶稣要伤撒旦的头，这个在旧约创世纪3章15节里边已经显明。
And in the prophecy in the Old Testament that he would crush the serpent's head, that's already happened.
在这几节的经文当中，我们也看到基督的得胜。
And through these couple of verses, we see the victory of Christ.
因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Because the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb, has already been sacrificed.
因着羔羊的宝血。 他铸造了一个新团,
and through his blood, he prepared a new lump.
这个新团把旧教除净了。
And this new lump has the old leaven already removed.
因为神说，这小少的一点教就可以影响到整个的团。
Because God said, just a little bit of leaven will affect the whole lump.
在神圣洁的标准里边，教是不允许的。In
God's standard, leaven is not allowed.
那就是旧教，那是属于旧团。So
the old leaven belongs to the old lump.
新团是要把旧教除掉的那个团才叫新团。
The new lump is a lump that has the old leaven removed.
那我们看到借着经，我们看到这个新团，它指的是新的生命。
So we can see through the passage that we read The new lump is the new life.
是宝血洁净过的生命。
Is the life that has been cleansed by the blood.
这个新团是神的教会。
And this new lump is God's church.
是耶稣作王的教会。
Where Jesus is the king of the church.
而这所有这一切新团的建造，那是基于源于我们耶稣基督的宝血。
And all of this cleansing has come from the blood of the Lamb.
我们要做的，正像神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候所命令我们一样。
So what we have to do is just like what the covenant God made with Abraham.
让我们守神的约。
So we could observe the covenant of the Lord.
那今天的守约变成今天的，就是说我们要不断的让基督的宝血把我们的旧教除掉。
And this covenant we're looking at today is to remove this old leaven from our lives.
神的这个教导，这个命令就是一条成圣的教导，成圣的命令。
And this command is a commandment of sanctification.
因为只有借着成圣，神在盟约中他要建立国度，要立君王，这个应许才神才在盟约中他是会成就。
And only through the sanctification that and through the blood then we can this covenant could be fulfilled.
而这个国度他要将我们提升进入到作为子民进入到这个神的国度当中。
And it allows us to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以这个新团不是我们个人靠着我们能做到的。
So this new lump is not something that we could do just by our own efforts.
而是靠着我们的主耶稣基督他在十字架上所成就的。
And it's only through the work of redemption that God, throughJesus' work and on the cross.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主，真是你在十字架上成就了这样的救赎。
Lord, we thank you for the work that you have done on the cross.
你的宝血遮盖了我们的罪，成为了我们圣洁的源泉。
Your blood cover us and become our holy and make us holy.
主啊，求你今天你的宝血继续在我们的身上做工。
And may your blood continue to work on us.
让我们在成圣的路上能不断地被你的宝血洁净。
And through this path of sanctification, that we be continued to be cleansed by your blood.
也让你十字架的功效在我们身上显现。
And may the work of your cross.Continue to be shown on us.
好让我们的生命与我们被你拯救的救恩相配。
And may your redemption and may your redemption be equal.Lord.
Match.
继续吧。
好，感谢我们的主。Yeah,
Praise 我们 the Lord.
Yeah, 求你带领我们，主，让我们真是能够穿着圣洁的白衣，当你再来的时候，我们与你相聚。
And we thank you that we can may we be able to wear the white holy garments when we meet you.
感谢我们的主，这样的祷告赞美是奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主。Amen. 那今天呢，我们从这个经文中我们看到了我们今天要思考的几个题目。
And today, through this passage, there are a couple of themes that we wanted to look at.
我们要第一个是靠十字架上羔羊的宝血除净旧教。
The first is through the precious blood of the Lamb,that the old leaven could be cleansed out.
第二个是靠圣灵在教会中 圣灵的带领在教会建造新团。
And second is the Holy Spirit can be built up in this new lump.
作为我们每个弟兄姊妹，我们要不停地追求圣洁，迎接基督的再来。
And we need to continue to seek out the holiness and sanctification to prepare for the return of Jesus.
上次的信息我们一同思考了逾越节的羔羊。
So last time we talked about the Passover lamb.
神在逾越节所预表的那个羔羊，借着耶稣基督在十字架上，他成就了这个作为我们十字架上的羔羊。
And our Lord Jesus is the foreshadow of the Passover lamb.
那逾越节是一个预备。
And the Passover is a preparation.
而十字架是一个成就。
And the reality is the cross.
神在出埃及记中，他教导说要每年守这个节日。
And in the Old Testament, it tells us, God says the Israelites have to celebrate these feasts every year.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上他一次的献上。
But our Lord Jesus sacrificed once.
他就永远成就了这个逾越节。
And he fulfilled the feast of these feasts forever.
成就了神的救赎。
And he, and he fulfilled the redemption.
出埃及记十二章十七节说，你们要守这日，作为世世代代永远的定例。
Exodus, it says, therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as the statutes forever.
希伯来书十章十节说，我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Hebrews 10:10 says, and by that will we have been sacrificed through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
从旧约的逾越节
，from the Old Testament's Passover，
到主耶稣在十字架上的成就
，to the fulfillment of our Lord Jesus on the cross，
逾越节成了。
The Passover was done。
神的救赎计划成就了。
And God's plan of redemption it was fulfilled.
那今天我们每天在这里追求，在行的路，我们知道是一条成圣的路。
We know that now every day when we are seeking, following the path of sanctification.
我们常说，我们要除去旧我，要被神建造成新人。
We often say we want to remove this old self and become a new man.
我们要每天被神的心意更新。
And we have to renew our minds.
这正是我们要我们的旧教要被除去的这么一个过程。
And that is exactly the process we have to be in to remove the old leaven.
神为我们预备了这个功效，那就是耶稣基督的宝血。
And that is through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
正像约翰福音一章二十九节说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
As in John 1:29, it says, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
主耶稣在十字架上的宝血就是为了除去我们生命中的旧教。
And his work on the cross is to remove the old leaven in our life.
正像彼得前书所说的一章十八节，你们知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能朽坏的金银是等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
In 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 says, Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with the perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of the Lamb without blemish or spot.
所有这些爱我们的神老早就为我们预备了。
The God who loves us has already prepared this from us, for us long time ago.
在神在旧约与亚伯拉罕立约的时候已经应许说国 要立这个君王要从这个民族中出来。
And God's covenant with the Israelites, he's already said that it will, the king will come from this people.
他所预言在盟约中预言的君王就是我们的主耶稣基督他为我们而来。
And in his covenant, the prophecy of the king is our Lord Jesus Christ, and he is going to come.
今天神要借着在教会中建立这个新团要建他的国度。
And through this, creating this new lump, he is going to create his kingdom.
而这个国度当耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候已经完成。
And this kingdom has already come when Jesus said it is finished on the cross.
当基督再来的时候这个国度就会像新天新地像新的耶路撒冷一样降下来。
When our Lord returns, this kingdom will be like the new heavens and the new earth and come to this earth.
神为我们的计划成就了所有的一切。
And God fulfills everything through His Word.
主耶稣在十字架上成就了一切。
And our Lord Jesus fulfilled everything, all this on the cross.
他在建这个新团的时候，他是在教会当中要建造我们。
When He creates this new lump, He creates it in His church.
当守除教节、逾越节的时候，那个时候神要救赎的，我们只仅仅看到的是。以色列这个民
I mean, in the Old Testament, when we see this, we see it just maybe among this people group, the Israelites.
就他们出埃及要到迦南美地成立我们看得见的一个国。
They were brought out from Egypt into the Promised Land to become a nation.
而今天我们看到当时的盟约神指向的是他要建立他的国度，那今天我们看到的是教会。
And today we see that in his church.
出埃及记十九章六节已经说，神说：“你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。”
In Exodus 19 verse 6 it says, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and holy nations." These are the words of God that you shall speak to your people, Israel.
这个国度指向了神要建的神的国度。
And this kingdom is the kingdom that God wants to create.
这个国民就是说神要救赎我们进入到国度的那些子民。
God will redeem us and let us enter into his kingdom to become his people.
那神把我们教会在他的教会中他要建造我们让我们在教会中得着福音被救赎被建造。
And he wants to build us up so that we can be saved.
他给了我们一个新的身份。
He gave us a new status.
那就是新造的人。
And that is a new man.
哥林多后书五章十七节越有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
这个新是新约。
And this new is a new covenant.
这个新是因着十字架上羔羊的宝血。
And this new is because of the blood of the Passover lamb on the cross.
因为这个宝血在教会中的工作它也要除掉教会中的旧教。
And this blood will remove the old leaven in the church.
让我们教会以一个新的身份以一个新团被主建造。
And so that this new lump is it's the new church's identity.
在哥林多前书五章七节，神所教导的，你们既是无教的面，应当把旧教除净，好使你们成为新团。
1 Corinthians 5:7, cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened.
我们看到今天主在我们教会当中，在建造他的教会，建造他的新团。
So do you see the Lord is creating a new lump in this church?
他在继续的预备这个神的国度。
He continued to prepare this new kingdom, his kingdom.
我们也看到了神的忍耐。
And we see his patience.
昨天我们在那个 Alpha Course, 我们讨论了一个，有一位小弟兄他发言说，神讲到了我们要忍耐。
And yesterday in Alpha Course, one young brother was said, we have to be patient.
也我们看到最能忍耐我们的是我们的主耶稣基督，我们的神。
The person with the real patience is our Lord.
他今天还在他的怜悯中，在他的恩典当中，在建造这个新团。
And in His grace and His mercy, He is creating this new lump today.
从盟约的角度，我们要做的只是要守神的盟约。
From the perspective of the covenant, we have to fulfill this covenant.
从成圣的角度，我们只是要顺服神的圣洁净。
From the perspective of sanctification, we have to be cleansed.
教会作为一个整体，实际是由我们在座的还线上的我们众多的弟兄姊妹是一个整体。
And as a whole, God wants to build us up.
所以我们神的建造这个整个的团离不开我们每一个个体。
So cannot, this does not, is not apart from each one of us individually.
所以教会的见证也就是我们每一位弟兄姊妹的见证的合在一起。
So the testimony of the church is our is each one of our own testimony all grouped together.
所以神说我们要成为新团，只成为诚实真正的无酵饼。
So that's why we have to become the true unleavened bread.
这就离不开教会，我们说真实的见证。
And the testimony is not apart from our the church's testimony.
这真正的真实的见证就是诚实真正的无酵饼。
And the true testimony is the unleavened bread.
那什么是教会真正的见证呢？
And what is the true testimony of the church?
我们可以从这几个方面来看。
We can look at it from these angles.
有敬虔的敬拜。
That is to have godly worship.
我们今天弟兄姊妹坐在这里，我们都是带着一颗敬虔的心在这里敬拜我们的神。
All of us that are sitting here has a heart of a godly heart.
有活泼的聚会。
Have to have a lively gathering.
这就是我们教会有很多组的这个查经团契。
And we have many fellowship groups.
这样的话，我们就能在活泼的生命当中相聚，我们彼此的相爱。
And we can love one another in this lively gatherings.
在爱中让罪能得着遮盖。
And let this precious blood cover our sins.
迫切的祷告，这是教会，我们教会这个生活的必不可少的。
One thing that we cannot would be amiss if we don't have any earnest prayer.
这次 Alpha Course 的开始，很多超就我们有很多的好的 surprise.
Well, the Alpha Course gave us a lot of new, good surprises.
我们进行了两次的时候，我们有一天的祷告会，我们有弟兄姊妹就说，为这些来作为交换学生的这些学生，为他们祷告。
And brothers and sisters have suggested that we pray for these exchange students that are here from China.
神回应了我们的祷告。
God listened to our prayer.
不但把这几位年轻人带到了弟兄姊妹家中的聚会当中。
Not only they brought these brothers and young people to the fellowship at their house.
并且把他们带到了教会，一同的一起的追求。
And brought them to the church to seek the Lord together.
来教会不只是一个形式的身体的来，而他们在教会得着看到了神的爱。圣灵对他们的心说话。
And through this, they see the love of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit spoke to them.
他们回应了圣灵的呼召，现在已经五位的同学已经回应了圣灵的呼召，他们决志要信主。
They responded to God's calling, and right now there's five of them that received the Lord.
我们现在起码也有一位呼应了神的回应了神的呼召，近期就要借着受洗归于神的国。
And there's one of them that wants to through baptism.
一会儿高弟会报告这件事。
And in a little bit, Brother K.O. is going to talk about this.
这一切的成就我们难以想象，靠我们人做不到。
And all of these. Through our own efforts, we cannot do that by ourselves.
借着祷告，神成就了这一切。
And through the prayers, God fulfilled His wish, His plan.
所以我们经常的鼓励弟兄姊妹参加周三晚上的祷告会。
So we always urge brothers and sisters to attend the prayer meeting on Wednesday.
其实我们所说的不是仅仅周三晚上参加这个祷告会。
Not only to attend the prayer meeting on Wednesday,
而是把祷告作为我们生活中不可缺少的一个一项。
And it becomes something that we cannot miss in our everyday life.
让祷告成为像呼吸那么的自然。
So that our prayers is as natural as our breathing.
感谢我们的主。那下一项就是要有圣灵的果实。
So praise the Lord. So the next we're going to talk about having the fruit of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹都知道圣灵的果实。
And brothers and sisters know about the fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太五章里边说到的，我就不展开了。弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
And brothers and sisters are very familiar with that. It's in Galatians chapter 5.
让这些果实在我们每天的生活当中，在我们生命当中自然的流露。
And let these fruit of the Spirit manifest itself in our everyday life.
教会还有一个见证，那就是纯正的福音。
And the other is the pure gospel.
在今天这个当下，说纯正的福音，有时候不那么容易。
It's not so easy to say the pure gospel.
会有很多的干扰。
There's many interference.
我们有敲门的都遇到过，有敲门的，有带领着去一些特殊的聚会的。
Many times we're invited to some.Gatherings or somebody knocked on your door.
而教会纯正的福音，那就是 Bible 这本圣经。
And the pure gospel is through the Bible.
神在话语中，在他圣经当中，把他纯正的福音告诉了我们。
And through the Word of God, that tells us that what the pure gospel is.
那刚才提到教会的成长和见证离不开。我们每个人的成长。
So just now we said the growth of the church is not apart from our own individual growth.
感谢主，最近几次的见证分享，我们都经历了。 感觉每次时间都不够用。
Praise the Lord that in our last testimony on the first Sunday of every month, we didn't have enough time.
那这些见证我们也越来越感受到弟兄姊妹在见证中分享的是生命的改变。
So we continue to see that the testimony of the brothers and sisters testified the change in their lives.
这样的见证既是我们个人的见证也更是教会的见证。
And these testimonies are not just only the testimony of the brothers and sisters, it becomes the testimony of the church.
我们在见证中彼此的勉励让我们彼此的帮助我们一起的来等候基督的再来。
Through this, we let each other, encourage each other to, in the waiting for the Lord's return.
新团，我们刚才说到了教会，新团也是我们每个人的生命的光景，也是一个新团。
And this new lump is also our personal testimony.
而这个新团，我们知道要不断的被神所洁净。
And this new lump is we need to be continually cleansed by the Lord.
我们生命的改变实际是能够见证出来，能够显现。
We need to be able to through our lives have testimony of the change in our lives.
我们都知道旧教它留给我们的是旧我的光景。
We all know that this old leaven shows our old self.
比如说满足于现状。
For example, satisfied with the status quo.
而这个见证我们看到的是被神更新不断的我们的生命向前。
And so our testimony is that if we are continuously renewed,
救我罪的一个最大的一个特征是我们都知道自我中心。
And our old self is manifested through being self-centered.
神在新团中把我们建造成以神把中心个人为中心转化成以神为中心。
And through this work to become a new lump, God changed us from self-centered to Christ-centered.
个人中心有一些结果马上就看到那就是为了自己的益处。
One of the things that we can clearly see if we're self-centered is because it is for our self-benefit.
而神告诉我们说我们要像保罗一样为他人的益处。
But God tells us that, like Paul, we have to benefit others.
还有一个就是骄傲自义。
And the other is pride and self-righteousness.
这是我们生命停止长进的一个挺大的一个阻碍。我可以了。
One of the obstacles to the growth of our life is when we think we're good enough.
我对圣经非常的熟悉，各种服事我都参加。
I know the word of God and I serve in the church.
而神告诉我们说，我们越与神亲近，我们越成熟，我们展现出来的生命越是谦卑，越是顺服。
The closer we are to God, we become more humble and obedient.
我们生命中还有一个阻拦，就是苦读嫉妒。
And another obstacle in our testimony is bitterness and jealousy.
有时候我们会看到，当别人的光景好的时候，我们心里总会隐隐的有一些不舒服。
And we see that others have living a good life, maybe we might have this uncomfortable feelings in our heart.
这个在公司里，在一些团体中特别的明显。
This is very evident in groups and in different at work.
Yeah, 然后神要改造我们，要让我们在新团中变得越来越学会饶恕。
And God wants us to learn how to forgive.
恩待别人，在恩典中接纳别人。
And be gracious to others, and we accept them in grace.
而所有这一切，也我们的主耶稣都为我们做了美好的榜样。
And all of these, our Lord Jesus has set an example for us.
那我们这些生命品格的这些改变，必然会展现出生命结果的改变。
And so, in all these change in our characters will result in change in our lives.
那就是与神的关系的改变。
And that is the change in our relationship with the Lord.
与人的关系改变。
And change in our relationship with people.
我们服事的态度也会改变。
And the attitude towards service will also change.
我们服事已经不把它作为说我要付出，我要把这个事做完。
And we won't look at service as something that as a duty.
而是珍惜这样的机会，借着服事，我们与神亲近，与弟兄姊妹们亲近。
And we want to take advantage of this opportunity to be close to our brothers and sisters and to the Lord.
在服事中，我们的生命得着建造。
And through services, our lives will be built up.
这些美好的见证在我们教会很多，我实在是讲不完，我就不一一的在这里讲了。
And there are a lot of testimonies about this in our church, but so much that I would not be able to talk about this today.
单说一件 Alpha Course.
I only say talk about one thing right now, and that is about the Alpha Course.
本来说我们要有饭食。有负责的同工，我们就开始了，凭着信心就开始了这个事工。
Originally, we said if there are co-workers and there are people who want to serve and make the food, then we're going to start begin that by faith.
可是随着这个课程的进行，我们看到，哇，每一个区都参与了这项事工。
But we were pleasantly surprised that every fellowship group were involved.
有接送的，有分享的，有见证的。
And there were people that brothers and sisters that shared or provide transportation.
年龄从几个月的到九十岁的。
From as old as a couple of months to much older.
当看到这些光景的时候，我们真是感谢主。我们每个人感觉都没有做什么，可是神把我们放在这一起，我们就成就了。
And we see that we all think that we didn't really do much, but together, His will was manifested.
弟兄姊妹的脸上虽然能看到一丝的疲劳，但是呢，更多展示出来的是那种喜乐，那种满足。
From their faces, we can see a little bit of tiredness, fatigue, but we can also see this joy.
因为看到了神，借着我们的服事，神在这里做工。
That through the service, we see that the Lord's plans were completed here.
这些都是我们教会见证的改变。
And these are all testimonies of how our church has changed.
感谢主，他带领我们走在一条成圣的路上，所以我们要不断的要求神来除净我们的教。
Thanks to the Lord to lead us in this path of sanctification.
在上次的那信息，我们一同思考了预备我们自己来迎接基督的再来。
And our last message we talked about how we prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's return.
神在盟约中已经给了我们这些应许。
And through the His covenant, God has already promised us.
当我们读到启示录的时候，我们看到神的盟约在那里成就了。
And in the book of Revelations, we see that His covenant was fulfilled.
启示录二十一章二节。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
Revelations 21:2 says, And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
感谢主，这里边说预备好了，等候丈夫的到来。
And praise the Lord that the bride was prepared to receive her husband.
我们的生命，我们的教会被神洁净，成为新团，我们预备好了，等候基督的再来。
So praise the Lord, our church and ourselves, we have been prepared and to wait for the Christ's return.
神要把我们的生命要建造成圣洁的生命。
And God wants us to through our lives becomes holy.
神要把我们的教会建造成一个圣洁的教会。
And God wants to prepare to build our church into a holy church.
见证荣耀神的教会。
One that has a witness to God.
一个结圣灵果实的教会。
One that bears the fruit of the Spirit.
这就是今天的经文，神告诉我们他要建的新团。
And this is what this verse today tells us about the new lump that he wants to create.
我们在这个无酵的新团中被神预备，我们等候基督的再来。
In this new unleavened lump,
我们一同进入这新天新地的国度。
That we can enter into the new kingdom, the new heaven and new earth together.
弟兄姊妹，神为我们预备的多么的丰盛，多么的荣耀。
How glorious is this that God has prepared for us?
在神的这个应许当中，神让我们唯一做的就是被神建造，要守神的盟约。
And God wants us to fulfill his covenant and be built up.
愿神的话继续在我们每个人的心中做工。
May God speak to us and let God work in our heart.
愿神的宝血继续在教会中洁净。
May His blood, precious blood, continue to cleanse us in His church.
让我们同心合意的被神建造。
Let us be built up in unity.
我们一同来迎接基督的再来。
And we can receive the Lord's return.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着在旧约中，你这个逾越节和除酵节，你为我们所启示的。
We thank you for revealing through the Old Testament this feast of unleavened bread and the feast of Passover.
你给我们这些应许，借着主耶稣基督他宝贵的十字架。
And you fulfilled all of this through your promise in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们求高血的羔羊的宝血继续的今天在教会做工。
The Lamb of God's blood will continue to work in His church.
在每个弟兄姊妹的生命中做工。
And work in the life of every brothers and sister.
主啊，求圣灵兴旺你的教会。
May the Holy Spirit revive your church.
建造你的教会。
And to build your church.
让我们在教会中被你建造。
And that we will be built up in your church.
成为一个圣洁的教会。
Become a holy church.
见证的教会。
A witnessing church.
结果的教会。
And a fruit-bearing church.
我们好同心合意的。迎接我们基督的再来。
And we together in unity, we wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus.
让我们在新天新地中永远与神同在。
So that we could be with you forever in the new heaven and new earth.
主，我们也求你祝福弟兄姊妹的日常的生活。
May you bless everybody, every brothers and sisters in their everyday life.
让每一个家庭成为一个敬拜的家庭。
And every family be a worshiping family.
成为祷告的家庭。
Be a family that prays.
我们感谢你，主。
We thank you, Lord.
这样的感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
And we thank you for your grace. And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for cleansing us by your only Son's blood. We bring us back to you through Jesus' blood. And please continue to sanctify us each every day. Help us to forgive other people. Some of us even need to forgive our parents. That's very hard. The harm, the damage we probably some of us have received when we were children, actually carry into adulthood and become a problem for us. Father, help us to forgive, because by our own power, there's no way we can forgive. But through you, we can do everything. And Father, please help us. And help us to prepare ourselves. Definitely start with our own hearts to prepare ourselves in every aspect.
So
we will be ready when Lord Jesus comes again. Father, guide us, lead us, teach us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Father, your spirit is calling your church to become a new one. And Lord, you turn our heart so that you just open our spirit so that we were able to see you are leading our way. You are just a person. And may we all have a heart and spirit say and repent before you, and then we become new person and become a new one. And Lord, we are all here. And change us today.
Amen. 我们感谢你的恩典。 主啊，在你的名跟着旨意的里面，我们这一帮蒙召的人，你要把我们成为那圣洁、无有瑕疵的教会。主啊，我们本来是不洁的，
主啊，但是因着你的宝血，主啊，你将我们来赦免。主啊，是你的宝血来洁净我们。主啊，你的宝血在我们身上是有效。主啊，也求你，求主借着你的灵，能够更多的运行在我们当中。主啊，我们个人的得失，主啊，算不了什么。但是主啊，你的我和你的旨意乃是最重要的。
阿门。
主啊，你要把我们从个人的里面，主啊，从我们自己的感觉的里面，主啊，你把我们给拯救出来。主啊，使我们想到你的心意。主啊，想到你的国度，想到主你自己教会的见证。主啊，我们感谢你。主啊，我们不再是个人的来跟随你。你看见我们看见说，今天我们一个一个的蒙恩，但是你把我们聚在一起的时候，乃是成为一个新团。主啊，乃是在基督的里面，基督的生命在我们当中。主啊，在这里没有旧教，主啊，没有那些假冒伪善的事物。主啊，这里只有真正诚实的无教饼。主啊，就求主来除去我们。主啊，我们里面所有一切的假冒，主啊，好叫我们在你面前，在你的光照的底下，主啊，每一个人在你面前都能够行在真理的光中，主啊，好叫我们能够活在那个诚实跟那个真正的光的里面。主啊，谢谢你的话语带领我们前面的道路，祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名，
阿门。
Lord, we long for that day, Lord, that your kingdom will come, Lord, that you are the king, Lord, sitting on the throne, Lord, for all to come forward to worship you, Lord, and that the worshipers surround your throne, Lord, that there is only one source of light, that is you, Lord. But Lord, before that day can come, Lord, you're preparing us. You're preparing us as the church, your bride, Lord. You sanctify us, Lord, by drawing us to yourself.
Amen.
That, Lord, that you, through the purification, Lord, that we may become one. Oh, Lord, so one with you, that in your will, Lord, in your perfect, eternal purpose for us, Lord, that we may become one. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing. Lord, it is a purification process that is the forsaken of our own self and our own way. It's not what we prefer. But Lord, may you increase. May we decrease.
Amen.
Lord, may you have your way in us and through us, Lord. May you be pleased. And may you gain what you are after. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
把时间交给线上的弟兄姊妹。
我们上面感谢你，没有生命气息，都不流水，对不得赦免。能耶稣死在十字架上，宝血洗净我们的罪，能认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，让我们圣洁像基督，否定活着。借着基督在我们里头活着，我不只替我们死，替我们活，活出你的圣洁，活出你的荣耀，活出你的赞美，叫你荣耀的教会显现。奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
我们天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。主耶稣，我们感谢你，你借着你的宝。儿子的宝血，真是使我们得到清洁。主耶稣，你使我们能够成为一个新造的人。主耶稣，你是除去我们当中的旧教。主耶稣，让我们能够更多的像你。主耶稣，我们感谢你这样的话语，能够更加的能够激励我们，让我们真是能够装饰整齐，像新迎接新郎一样的，真是让等待你的到来。主耶稣，我们感谢你。祝福你的教会，祝福弟兄姊妹在下一周的，真是在你每天的生活。主耶稣，我们感谢你，这样祷告奉主耶稣名求，阿门。好，弟兄姊妹请坐。先做一些报告哈。第一项还是欢迎新来的没有朋友弟兄姊妹，先从我们的右手。好像没
Nice to see you. Yeah. And my name is Frank. I'm happy to be a new one here and to be a new man. Thank you.
好，哎，左边还有没有？还没有哈。下边就是下一个，就是说主日，每个主日我们早上是9:30到10:30有这个Sunday School， 就是欢迎大家有时间早一点来，我们一起参加。还有下面都是聚会，就是周一周三。这个聚会，那个周三是老年人，就是上午10:00在三摊会，周一是盼望小组。周三有姊妹一个祷告会，从6:50到7:30，完下面是我们教会的祷告会，从7:30到9:00。星期五有各个区的有个查经，就是说你看区你可以扫那个二维码。在最后一页有二维码，看你可以加入哪个区的聚会。下一边一个报告就是说高地兄关于下个主日有受浸的。
刚刚洪明弟兄也提到，就是下礼拜我们有受浸，感谢主。如果是一个无教的教会，是一个圣洁见证结果的教会，我们求主让我们这个教会是一个如此的教会。下礼拜至少有一位要受浸，所以如果还有更多的人要受浸，跟我们提。那我们时间稍微调整一下，下礼拜还是有主日学，9:30开始，但是10:00请你们过来，我们这边后面有受浸，所以 it's a baptismal service, so you can come over a little early, about 10:00. 所以下礼拜希望你们早一点来参加，多来观礼哈。还有见证哦，他们会说会写预备见证，所以请你们来10:00下礼拜8月17号16号，对不起，差一天哈，8月16号 ，OK。
8月16号那个第三个主日还有饭食啊，大家记着我来。下面就是清洁那个报告，就是这个星期是五雷一家，下主日是高正修、高地兄、Robert 一家，这是报告。没有的话，今天就是末祷散会。